Micah chapter 6 brings us to the third and final section of the book of Micah.
弥迦书第六章就带我们进入弥迦的这个进入的第三个这卷书的第三段落。
As we know, there is always the cycle of rebuke and then hope and encouragement.
你也知道说就是我们有这样的一个循环，就是先是责备，然后就是一个盼望，还有那安慰跟扶持。
So chapter 6 now here begins again with rebuke.
然后在这里第六章也是以责备为开始。
Where here it calls them in a sense to sort of like a trial, a lawsuit.
那他是召集他们就像是要进入这个法庭的这个讼诉。
And in this setting, the Lord examines what Israel has done.
在这样的一个场合里面，然后主就在那里审问就是以色列所行的。
And compares that in light of what the Lord has done for them.
那就跟主为他们做的来做一个比较。
To prove beyond a shadow of doubt that they are guilty and they deserve judgment.
那就是要来证实就是毫无疑问的他们是有罪的，他们应当受到刑罚。
And in this really the Lord once again shows them, now what is it that I really require of you? What is it that I want of you?
那主耶和华再次的就来就是问他们说让他们知道说我到底真正的到底是要向你们所要求的是什么。
And in the heart of this passage is, well, our theme verse for this camp.
就在这一段经文的中心就是正好是我们的这个营会的主题。
Where God tells Israel, I have shown thee, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of thee?
那在这里主就让他们知道说世人啊，耶和华已经指示你何为善。
Really it is put forth to them as almost like a plea.
那的确就是向着来就是呼求他们来做这事。
A plea of a God who loves them so much,But yet they have done nothing for him in return.
那是来自那位爱他们什么深爱他们的神的呼吁，那么但是他们却没有做什么来回应。
You see, stories of unrequited love, it's a very sad thing.
那像这样的一些就是没有被就是接纳的这样的一个爱的故事呢，是实在是很可悲的。
The story is told of this man.
然后有这样的一个故事有这么一个人。
He got to know a woman who was in her past a prostitute.
然后他认识一个女人在之前她是一个就是一个妓女。
And so she had slept with many men.
那因此他是与许多人来睡过觉。
Yet he was willing to see past all those.
然而他却能够愿意就是不就是顾虑这些。
Willing to love her.
愿意的来爱她。
And so they got married.
那因此他们就结婚了。
And for a season she was with him.
有一段时间他就与这男人同在。
And out of this marriage, they had 3 children.
那在这样的一个婚姻中他们拥有就有了3个孩子。
A boy and a girl, and then a boy again.
那一个男孩一个女孩然后之后再有一个男孩。
But after a while, she lapsed back to her old ways.
过了一阵子他又重操旧业。
And she...began to have affairs with other men again.
那她与其他的男人有了关系。
And she left the household.
她就离开她的家庭。
And he did not see her for a while.
他一段时间没有见到她了。
But yet his love for her remained.
他对这男人对这女子的爱仍然存留。
He went to look for her.
他就去寻找她。
Found her back in her old, you can say place of work, in her old ways as a prostitute.
就看见他就是在他旧的这个工作场合就是他就在那里当妓女。
And he was then even willing to put a sum of money to purchase her back.
他甚至愿意就是付出一笔的钱来买赎她。
So that she could be his wife again.
要好叫他这女人能够重新成为他的妻子。
It's a heartbreaking story.
那这是令人痛心的一个故事。
One that we look upon this woman and say, what an irresponsible, terrible person.
那我们看这女人，我们就会说，这真的是这么不负责任这么糟糕的一个人。
How could you do something to a husband that loves you so much?
那你只能做这样的事情对你这样深爱你的一个丈夫做这事呢。
Do you know where you can find this story?
你知道说这故事我们从哪里找得到吗？
It's in the book of Hosea.
在何西阿书。
But God was the one that told Hosea to do this.
那神就叫何西阿先知做这事。
And then he tells Israel, this is you, Israel.
那他就告诉以色列说这就是你以色列。
You are that woman.
你就是那女人。
You have sought after other gods.
你去寻找其他的神。
And yet, despite that, I've loved you so much.
虽然我爱你这么深。
But then again and again, you run back to your adulteries, spiritual adulteries.
你却一而再、再而三的就回到你那属灵的淫乱的当中。
But then God will go even to the extent of paying.To purchase you back.
然后神却是甚至就是走到一个地步要再次的接着就是来买赎把你买赎回来。
That is the unrequited love that God has for his people.
那这就是神对他的子民的爱是他们所不配得的。
And so we see this in the lawsuit here of chapter 6 as well.
那我们就在这个讼诉这个第六章所描述的这个讼诉案当中看到这一点。
And so once again, it begins with this call, hear now what the Lord have said.
那在这里他再次的开始就这样的来说听耶和华的话。
And the words used here, contend, controversy,God pleading with his people. These are all terms used, well, in a very legal setting.
那在这里所用的这些词汇就如这个争辩、争论这些都是一些法律上的一些术语。因此这些都是在这样的一个法庭的场合里面使用的。
It is as it were, God is calling a lawsuit to order.
那这也就意味着说神在这里是召开一场就是法庭的诉讼。
The mountains, the hills, they are the witness, they are the jury.
那山林还有就是这个山脉这些他们都是这一场诉讼案的这见证人
In a sense, they are, well, the everlasting hills, they've been there from the beginning, and they have watched and witnessed all that has happened in the history of Israel.
那这意思就是说，这些永久的这些山脉这一切他们都就是一直在那里，他们是整个以色列历史的见证人。
And God is what they call the plaintiff, the accuser, the one that brings the case against the people of Israel.
神是那个控方他就是那控告以色列人的那一位。
And the people of Israel, They are the defendants, the ones who are being accused.
那以色列百姓就是那辩方，那他就是被控的那一方。
And so he asked them, O my people, verse 3, what have I done unto thee, and wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me.
那因此他就问说，我的百姓啊，我向你做了什么呢？我在什么事上使你厌烦呢？你可以对我证明。
Basically, he's asking, have I done really anything wrong against you that will cause you to turn against me in such a manner?
然后基本上他是在问说，到底我有什么做了什么错的事情啊，以至于使到你违背我了。
Why is it that I've done nothing but good to you, and yet you return that with evil?
为什么我没做什么错事，我只单单做那良善的事情，你却以以这些邪恶来回应我。
So really, what does the Lord want them to know? What does the Lord require of them?
那到底神要主耶和华要他们知道些什么？主耶和华要他们怎么样的回应呢？
And so his first or his line of defense really is to present to him his righteous works.
那他就是用他的这些公义的作为来作为他的这个控诉的基础。
So he sees that, we see that from verse 4 and verse 5.
我们在第四、第五节看到。
He says, remember your history.
他说你要记得你的过去。
Remember what the Lord has so lovingly done for you in the past.
要记得过去主耶和华是何等的深爱你，为你做了的许多的事。
You were slaves in the land of Egypt.
你在埃及地是奴隶。
You were nothing. You were oppressed by a king which hated you.
你其实就是一无所有，你是被这那个王来欺压。
And so I brought you out of the land of Egypt. I redeemed you out of the house of servants.
那我把你从埃及地领出来，我把你从那为奴之家拯救出来。
And then throughout your wilderness wandering, I did not leave you alone.
而在你旷野的这个游行的当中，那我没有不理会你。
Just as I brought you out with that miraculous and mighty hand, I continue to sustain you through your wilderness wanderings.
就像我用我那奇妙的手大能的手把你带出来，我在旷野里面仍然是用我的大能来使你能够就是来维持，来使你能够持续下去。
So I sent you Moses, Aaron and Miriam.
因此我差派了摩西、亚伦和米利亚。
To guide you throughout those years of wandering.
那就来引导你在那多年的这个旷野游行的当中。
And although you sinned continually against me and you tried my patience.
虽然你一而再再而三的来得罪来冒犯我，你这在那里就是试探我的忍耐力。
Yet, I was patient with you.And I provided these leaders to guide you.
然而我仍然是忍受了你的一切，我仍然就是派这些领袖来引导你。
And then he says in verse 5.
然后最后在第五节他说，
You remember now what Balak, king of Moab, consulted, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him.
你们当追念摩押王巴勒所设的谋。和比尔的儿子巴兰回答他的话。
This was an incident that we read of in Numbers 22 to 24.
那这是在民数记第22到24章所记载的那一段故事。
Of an incident that you can say was sort of happening behind the scenes.
或者我们可以这么说，就是这样的一件事情是在贝利地里发生的。
The Israelites were not really aware of actually what was going on.
以色列人其实根本都不知道到底发生了什么事情。
Of how Balak had paid Balaam money to try to curse Israel.
没有听，他们也不知道说巴勒是怎么样的用钱财来买通了巴兰要来咒诅他们。
But how God did not allow Balaam to curse them, but instead blessings came out of his mouth.
而神却不容许巴兰来咒诅他们，而反而是从他口中出了那祝福的言语。
And really, God was protecting his people from harm and danger.
的确，神是在那里保护了他的子民，让他们免受任何的伤害。
And then after that, he led them from Shittim to Gilgal.
那之后，他就带领他们从实亭到吉甲。
What were these two places?
那这两个地方是什么地方呢？
Shittim was the last place that they embarked before they crossed the River Jordan.
那实亭是他们最后驻扎的地方，就是在过约旦河渡到西边去之前，在东边驻扎的最后一站。
And then Gilgal was the first place they landed as they entered into the promised land.
而吉甲却是他们当他们过了约旦河，那在西边第一个驻扎的地方。
And so God says, I led you into the promised land. I fulfilled my promise.
那因此神告诉他说，他们说我就是照着我所应许的带领你们过了约旦河进入应许地。
I miraculously parted the River Jordan at the time when the banks were flowing at its fullest.
然后我就是奇妙的使到这河水分开当时候是河水是涨满溢到边沿。
And in all this is the story of how God had fulfilled his promise to his people.
这些都是让我们看到说耶和华是怎么样的来就是完成他所来应验他所应许的他向他百姓所应许的一切。
Where they went from being just a bunch of slaves in captivity.
他们是从原本就是被就是原本是被辖制的这些的奴隶
，to enter into Canaan and conquer the land，
然后能够进入这迦南地，然后来占据那地方
，to become the nation that they are right now，
成为他们现在的那一个国度。
They had to remember all these things.
他们必须来记得这一些。
And so God is asking, "Have I done anything wrong against you?"
然后神就问他们，我到底有做了什么错事没有
？No, I have only done good for you.
然后我有对你犯了什么错吗？没有我只对你我对你是良善的。
And in a sense, we see this story in our own lives as well.
在某个程度，我们也看到像这样的事情也发生在我们自己身上。
God has also saved and rescued us from bondage.
那神也是一样的，把我们从奴役的当中来拯救出来。
What bondage?
我们是被什么所辖制呢
？The bondage of sin.
那是被罪的捆绑。
He has saved us with his miraculous and mighty hand.
他用他奇妙大能的双手来拯救了我们。
And then he leads us and guides us through this wandering that we have, our journey on earth.
那他也带领着我们引导着我们就是当我们还走在这地面上的日子。
Does not leave us alone.
他没有把我们撇在一边。
He provides us with leaders, with guides to help us on our journey.
他为我们就是赐给我们领袖，赐给我们引导者一路的带领着我们。
It is God's hand that also protects us from the attacks of the evil one.
那也是神的手来保护我们，免受那恶者的伤害。
He has promised to lead us and guide us in His life and protect us and keep us.
他应许他要来保护我们，来引导我们，保守着我们。
And He has also promised to lead us into our promised land in time to come.
那他也一样的应许说要带领我们进入我们到时候到了我们也要进入我们 的应许地。
These are the righteous works of God in our lives.
那这都是在我们生命中神所显明的那公义的作为。
Do we know what God has done for us?
我们到底知道吗？知不知道神为我们所做的一切呢？
Do we remember and do we appreciate it?
我们是不是能够记得住？我们是不是真的是珍惜这些的？
Sometimes we're not even aware of God's providential hands in our lives.
有的时候我们甚至没有注意到说神他的就是这个保护的时候在我们生命中。
Just as how Israel was not even aware that Balaam was trying to curse them.
就像以色列根本都不知道说巴兰要来咒诅他们。
But yet God did so.
而神却那么做了。
Protected them, guarded them.
保护他们维护他们。
And that is what God is doing for us every day of our lives.
那这也是神在我们每一天的生活中来施行的。
Are we thankful for what he's doing?
我们是否为着他所做的这些来感恩呢？
Is that shown forth in our lives?
我们的生命是不是显露出这样的感恩呢？
And then what shall our response be?
然后那我们应当有怎么样的回应呢？
As the people of Israel heard the preaching of Micah,
然后当以色列的百姓听到米迦的这个宣讲的时候，
They gave a very strange response in verse 6 and verse 7.
他们就给了一个非常奇异的这个回应，就在第六第七节。
So they decided, all right, I think what you say is true. Yes, God has been good to us.
他们就这样的说，的确，神你所做的是对我们来讲是良善的。
So what do you want?
那么你要什么呢？
But in their minds, they have a warped and twisted idea of what worship is all about.
那在他们脑海里面，他们却有这样的一些扭曲了的这样的一个关于敬拜的认知。
Because for so long they had not been taught the truth, they had not been given the right understanding from the Word of God as to what worship was all about.
因为他们多时以来都没有被正确的教导，那没有被只是说神的话语是怎么样教导他们是当怎么样的来敬拜。
So they ask, all right, what shall I do? How shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the High God?
然后他们就问说那我应该怎么做呢？我应该是来向那至高者跪拜吗？
So he says, all right, do you want me to give you burnt offerings, cows of a year old that satisfies your requirement, does it not?
那他们又在问说是不是你也要我来向你来献燔祭献上那一岁的牛犊吗？
Or what do you want? You want 1,000 rams or 10,000 rivers of oil?
又或者你是要我给你千千的公羊或者是万万的油盒嘛。
So will the quantity of my sacrifices please you, God?
那我所献的祭物的量子多就能够来就是来让你来满足你吗？
So if you want my wealth, okay, maybe I can give that to you.
如果你真的是要我的财富，那好，那我就把这些给你啦。
Or maybe that's not enough. Maybe the quality of the offering is what you desire.
或者这还不足够啦，或者你认为说是那所献之物的品质。
How about my children? If I sacrifice my children, maybe that will make you happy.
或者让我把我的孩子给献上，或者我献上我的孩子就能够让你就是能够取悦于你呢。
That showed how really they did not understand at all.
那这就让我们看到他们真的是不明白。
So warped and twisted by the heathen influences of the surrounding nation.
怎么样的错误这么样扭曲的这些 想法都是受到他周围的这些国度所影响。
But that is no surprise because King Ahaz himself, their king, also did these things.
那这并不让我们感到惊奇，因为他们即使是他们的王亚哈斯也这是他们王亚斯所行过的。
We read that in 2 Chronicles 28 just now.
那我们在刚才在看历代志第二下第二十八章的时候就曾经读过。
Where he not only worshiped idols,
他不但是敬拜偶像
but he burned his children in the fire.
他把他的孩子让他的孩子惊活。
Because he was following the heathen practices of the other nations.
因为他是也跟随那些外邦的国度他们所实行的这一些方式。
But we know that is definitely not what the Lord wants of us.
然后我们知道说这肯定不是耶和华向我们所要的。
What does the Lord require of us?
到底耶和华要我们做什么呢?
Does he want us to give a lot of money into the offering bag?
他是不是要我们把很多的钱才投入那奉献袋里面呢?
Do we think that, oh, by doing that, okay, God must be pleased with me?
那我们以为说是这样子做我们就能够喜悦于神。
Or we say, okay, I will sign up for more areas of service.
然后又或者我你会说哎我那么我就在更多不同的方面来服事。
You want my time, I can give you my time.
你要我的时间我就把我的时间献上给你。
What really does the Lord require of us?
到底耶和华向我们要的是什么呢?
It's not the external.
不是那外在的。
It's not about all the doings.
不在于我们怎么做。
I mean, it's not that it's wrong to serve.
我不是说服事有什么错误。
But we must not think of them as, oh, I am so noble in what I sacrifice for the Lord.
那我们却不应当就有这样的想法说因为我为神牺牲那我是就是我所做的我是多么的珍贵的人。
Ours is not a religion of works.
那我们的信仰我们不是那样的靠功德的这样的一个宗教。
We do not impress God by how much we think we can do or how much we can give.
然后我们不能够用我们所能够做的多少我们所能够献上的多少来就是来感动神的心。
The Bible says to obey is better than to sacrifice.
那圣经说听命胜于献祭。
If you give out of an if you make all these sacrifices but not with a sincere heart.
如果你献上这些的祭品这些祭物却不是带着个真诚的心。
God says, I hate all these vain offerings, they are abominations to me.
神说我厌恶这些的祭物因为这些都是对我来说是可憎的。
The right response, when we understand the righteous works of God.
那正确的反应如果我们认识到说神公义作为的话。
Is a humble and a sincere, thankful and grateful heart.
是一个谦卑一个真诚感恩的心。
When we look upon Christ and says, that says, well, I understand what you have done for me in my life.
我们就来仰望基督就说我明白你在我生命中所做的事情。
I want to obey you and do that which is pleasing in thy sight.
我要来听从你在你面前来遵行你所做的。
I just want to walk with you all the days of my life.
我只要就是一生都与你来同行。
And so Micah responds in verse 8 to tell them, he says, God has showed thee, O man, what is good.
那因此弥迦就回应弥迦就是说就对他们说世人啊耶和华已经指示了你。
He says, you already know. These are nothing new.
那你其实是已经 知道了，这没有，并不是什么新鲜事。
God simply wants you to repent of your sin.
那神单单就是要你来就是认罪悔改。
What is your problem that you are facing right now?
那你到底这时候面对的是什么问题呢？
It's basically a lack of love.
你说你基本上就是你缺乏爱。
You do not love your neighbor.
你不爱你的邻舍。
You do not love God.
你不爱神。
And you show forth in all these things, all these terrible sins that you're committing.
你却显露出你的所做的，从你所做的事情上显露出你这些可怕的罪行。
There is no justice, no mercy at all.
当中根本没有公义，根本没有怜悯的心的事情。
Just don't talk to me about giving thousands of rams when these rams and these money that you have are ill-gotten gains.
不要告诉我你要献上这千千万万的羊这些的祭物因为这些都是靠着不道德的手法得来的。
You are not doing justice at all in your lands. You are corrupt. You are sinful in that regard.
你在你的所在的地你并不施行公义你是行各样不义的事情。
You show no mercy, no loving kindness to your fellow neighbor.
你却没有就是显露任何的恩慈对你的邻舍根本没有施行任何的爱。
You oppress them, you take advantage of them, you rob from them.
你欺压他们，你占他们便宜，你抢夺了他们的财物。
And there you ask, what does the Lord require?
那你仍然还要问，到底耶和华所要的是什么吗？
Fix the sins in your life.
你应当来处理你生命中的罪。
Love your neighbor as thyself.
要来爱你的邻舍，就像爱自己一样。
And then walk humbly with thy God.
然后之后就是谦卑的来与神来同行。
That is really what Lord wants of us.
那的确是耶和华向我们所要的。
He desires a relationship with us.
他是要来与我们有那样的一个美好的关系。
Where we humbly come before him.
以至于我们谦卑的来到他跟前。
Praise and worship him for who he is.
来赞美他，来敬拜他，来按照他所当得的来做这些。
You remember the Pharisee and the widow that the Lord Jesus Christ observed in the temple.
还记得然后在那法利赛人老寡妇的就是耶稣在那里所看到在圣殿里所看到的这些人。
One came bearing rich gifts, a lot of money.
那其中一个人他就带着许许多多的钱财来到。
And he came with a proud heart.
他带着一个非常骄傲的心。
Even in the prayer that he made, he prayed as a man of showing off.
甚至是当他在祷告的时候他是以要那样的要来展示自己的方式来祷告。
Oh, thank God I'm so great, I'm so rich, I can give so much to you, God.
他就说感谢神我是那样的伟大，我是那样的富有，我就这样把这些献上给你神了。
And then there was a widow.
之后有一个寡妇。
She had only two mites.
她只有两个铜钱。
Just a small amount of money.
只是很小的数量。
And then she just humbly gave it to the Lord.
她只是谦卑的把它献上给耶和华。
Out of the sincere desire of her heart.
出自于她那真诚内心的渴望。
Because she loved the Lord so much, she just wanted to give what she had.
因为她爱主那么深，因此他要把他所有的来献上给神。
And the Lord said, "Her offering is worth so much more."
主耶稣就说，他所献上的是多过一切。
What does the Lord require of us?
神到底要主耶和华到底向我们要什么
？Simply a sincere heart that loves Him.
单单就是一个真诚的心。来爱他。
Where in humility we understand who we are and who he is.
在当我们谦卑自己的时候，然后我们就能够明白 他是怎么能够认识我们自己，也明白他是怎么样的一位。
And when we have the right heart's attitude before him,
然后我们的心态在他面前是正确是正确的时候，
then everything else in our lives will very naturally fall into place.
我们生命中的一切的事情自然而然就会良好。
We will know how to choose the good things in this life.
然后我们就会懂得要怎么样的在这在生活中来选择那良善的东西。
We will know how to serve in a manner that is pleasing to him.
我们就会知道说要怎么样的用什么的方式来服侍，来取悦于他。
We will know how to give of our lives as a living sacrifice.
然后我们就会来就是活出就是让把我们的生命献上。
Not as a sacrifice to burn in the fire.
就是献为祭物但是不是说那个被烧在火里面的祭物。
Because what's the point of such a sacrifice?
因为这样的一个的献上有什么意义呢？
But a life that is dedicated to do the Father's will.
而是这样的一个愿意就是完全委身于他，委身于行成父神旨意的心。
That's what the Lord requires of us.
这就是神对我们的要求。
And that's what the Lord wanted them to understand.
这也是耶和华要他们来明白的。
This is the good that you can do.
这是那良善是你可你能够行的。
To love thy neighbor as thyself and no longer oppress and take advantage of them.
要爱你的邻舍像爱你自己一样不再来占他们的便宜。
And to walk humbly before your God.
而是谦卑的来在神的面前来行。
But yet their sins were still there.
然而他们的罪仍然还在。
And so from verse 9 to verse 16, it was a call to turn from their sins.
那因此第九到十六节就是来呼吁他们从他们的罪中来回转。
And it required for the Lord to be very specific.
那这是神必须非常的明确的来告诉他们。
What does it mean practically when I call you to do justly and to love mercy?
到底在实际上是当我在呼吁你说要来行公义，要来施怜悯的时候，到底是怎么回事
？You must turn away from your sins.
那你必须转离你的罪。
And so the Lord now turns to the city of Jerusalem.
因此，神这时候就转向这个。耶路撒冷城。
And clearly, well, their sins, the messages of Micah have fallen upon a deaf ears.
很明显的米迦所传的信息他们都把它当作耳边风。
And so he says, are there yet verse 10, are there yet treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked and the scant measures that is abominable?
在第十节就这里说恶人家中仍有非义之财和可恶的小牲斗吗
you have wicked balances, verse 11, and a bag of deceitful weights.
第十一节又说我若说你拥有那不公道的天平还有囊中诡诈的砝码。
What were all these things?
到底这些是什么
?They were basically the instruments they used to con the people to trick them of their money.
那这些都是他们用来就是欺诈这些百姓的所用的这些器具。
Where they had tampered with the weights and the measurements.
他们就是已经把这些天平这些秤子这些量器就是做了一些手脚。
So that when people buy goods from them,Well, he says, oh, I want how much weight, and then they show them on their false balances, alright, this is how much I give you, when they are actually, giving them less than how much they pay for.
那因此当人来向他们买啊一些东西的时候，那他们就用他们做手脚的这天平或者是一些量器来称来量的时候，那就把少一些的这些物件给人啊，就那就是就是这样的来欺骗他们的钱。
This was a problem from the very beginning.
那这是从一开始就有的这些问题。
Even the book of Proverbs also warns against such behavior.
那甚至是箴言那里也警戒这样的一些恶行。
Well, Proverbs 20 verse 23 tells us that diverse weights are an abomination unto the Lord, and a false balance is not good.
那箴言二十章对不起，箴言二十章二十三节，箴言二十章二十三节也这么说啊，对不起。箴言二十章二十三节说，两样的砝码为耶和华所憎恶，诡诈的天平也为不善。
And many other prophets also preached against such behavior.
还有许许多多的这些先知也是指责这样的一些恶行。
And up to the time of that captivity, this continued to be practiced.
那一直到那个时候就将要被掳的时候他们仍然还是这样子。
Ezekiel, the prophet that preached during captivity, also spoke of such behavior.
那即使是被掳的时候，那以斯帖先知也指出类似这样的一些错行。
You can read that for yourself in Ezekiel 45, verse 9 to verse 11.
你能够自己去参考去穿越就在以斯帖书第45章第七到第第九到第十一节。
And so, you know, the Lord was presenting all these evidences before them.
我们看到耶和华他就把这些的证据就列在他们眼前。
He says, all this sin is still in your midst.
那这些的罪这些的罪都在你们当中。
And can you be counted as pure? Verse 11, he asks.
那你能够真配得称为是纯洁的吗？就在第十一节那里他这样子问，你们能可算是清洁的吗？
And then verse 12, he says, now yet there are still, the rich men are still full of violence, inhabitants have spoken lies, their tongue is deceitful in their mouths.
那在第十二节就说到说，城里的富户满行强暴，其中的居民说谎言，口中的舌头是诡诈的。
It is clear that they have not repented.
很显然的，他们根本都没有悔改。
It is clear, therefore, that they deserve judgment.
是非常清楚的，非常显明的，他们都没有回应那样的一个审判。
And that's why he tells them from verse 13 to verse 16.
那因此他在第十三到第十六节来告诉他们。
He says, I will send sickness into your midst.
然后他说我会使疾病进入来到你当中。
You love your wealth and your luxury and your money so much.
你爱你的财富，你爱你的这些豪华的享受，这么样深爱这些。
Verse 14, he says, these things will never satisfy you.
然后第十四节他就说这些都不能够来满足你。
But instead you will be cast down.
反过来你将会因着这些而就是失望。
And there will be afflictions and pains and torments that will be sent in your midst.
那将会有灾难有磨难这些都会临到你们。
He says, you shall try to run away, but you shall not be delivered. And even these that will be saved from these diseases and pestilences, they shall be given to the sword. Verse 14.
他就说你本当就是逃离这些你必被挪去却 不得救护，那所救护的我必交在刀剑，交给刀剑。
Basically, he's saying there's no escape.
那换句话说，是逃，你是逃不出这一切的。
Whatever you try to do to run away from the just judgment and the punishment of God shall be to no avail.
那也意味着说，那无论你想怎么样的想方设法要逃离神的审判你是肯定不能够得逞的。
You can try to go about doing your business. You try to sow your fields. You try to grow your olives.
你可以尽管的去用你的方法，你要把你的田园给卖了你要怎么样的来处理你的这些葡萄园。
You will not be given any yield at all.
那你都不会能够从中得到什么的利益。
The Lord will send drought and famine.
主会降下这个旱灾降下饥荒。
So all the labor of your hands will amount to nothing.
因此你手所做的一切的劳碌最终是没有收获。
God is basically saying, you love all these things so much, I will take them from your hands.
那耶和华告诉他们说，你既然爱这些这么深，那我就会把这些都一切的都给挪去。
Why? Because verse 16 says, the statutes of Omri are kept, and all the works of the house of Ahab, and he walked in their counsels.
那原因是什么呢？就在第16节，他说，因为你守暗例的恶规，你行亚哈的一切亚哈家一切所行的顺着他们的计谋。
And that was exactly what happened in the time of Ahaz.
那正是在亚哈斯他所在亚哈斯时候所发生的一切。
How he walked not after the ways of David his father.
他是怎么样的不跟随他的祖宗大卫的脚步来行。
But he followed after the idolatrous and wicked ways of the kings of Israel, the kings of the northern kingdom.
然后他却跟随那些邪恶的那些北国的这些王他们的恶行来行。
That is who Omri and Ahab are.
那就是安利和亚哈他们都是那样的人。
Some of the most wicked kings that have ever reigned in the northern kingdom.
那也是最在北国最邪恶的王邪恶王当中最邪恶的。
And so God is saying, you deserve all these punishment.
那因此神说你是配得这些 的刑罚。
Last line of verse 16, it says, that I should make thee a desolation, and the inhabitants thereof a hissing thereof, therefore ye shall bear the reproach of my people.
那在第十六节他就继续说，因此我必使你荒凉，使你的居民使你的居民令人嗤笑，然后你们也必担当我民的羞辱。
They deserve nothing but shame and destruction.
他们不被他们除了就是羞辱跟毁灭之外，他们根本不配得什么好处。
But really, in this, God was calling them to repent of their sins.
其实在这里，神是在那里呼吁他们来为着他们的罪来悔改。
To turn from their wicked ways.
就是要转离他们邪恶的这个错行。
And to turn to the Lord.
来回到耶和华的面前。
And really, that is the good that God desires of us.
的确，这就是神向我们所要的那良善。
Not too complicated at all.
其实并不是太复杂的。
To know what the Lord has done for us in our lives, His righteous works.
要来明白说神在我们生命中所做的一切这些他的公义的作为。
And then in love, in gratitude, to walk humbly before Him.
然后就是接着对他的爱谦卑的来在他面前来行。
And in all our lives to continually turn away from sins that we realize are in our lives.
就在我们生命中让我们持续的来就是远离这些我们所知道生活中的这些罪恶。
And then can the Lord say, that is good. You are good.
然后接着这样然后耶和华就能够说是良善你是的确是良善。
Because you have done that which I have required of thee.
因为你已经做了我所要求的。
Let's turn to the Lord in prayer.
我们一起来向神祷告。
Our gracious loving Father in heaven.
我们在天上慈爱的父神。
Once again we thank thee for thy word this morning.
我们再一次的为着你的话语我们感谢你。
Pray thou forgive us in the times that we have not walked with thee.
我们求主你饶恕我们当我们没有与你同行的时候。
We have went our own way, we have sought our own good.
我们按照自己的心意去行我们要寻找自己认为好的。
But may we humbly come before thee this morning.
求主帮助我们让我们早晨能够谦卑地回到你面前。
Seek to do what is good only in thy sight.
来愿意来追寻来做那在你眼前看为是好的事情。
To walk humbly before thee.
谦卑地来在你面前行。
We pray thou guide us and help us.
我们求主你来引导来帮助我们。
Grant us the conviction of our hearts.
赐给我们内心能够有这样的一个认错的心。
That we have this desire to serve thee all the days of our lives.
也给我们能够有这样的一个渴望来愿意一生终身的来服侍你。
We pray thou help us.
我们求主你帮助我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉靠耶稣基督的圣名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.